Special request to all the youth them round the world. Black, purple, green, boy and girl. Them style, yeah, rude boy style. Love and unity, we are dealing for the 90. In a hit, do it style. Hurricane and Coolchi under one name, Easy.
So you're mad and depressed about life.
You wanna smack your kids and shoot your wife?
Well, that's the wrong way to go.
And hey, yo,
when it happens, don't say we didn't tell you so.
Cause it's a natural fact
that those that ride the wrong track never come back.
And if y'all feeling sad and blue,
this jam's for you. Striving to make ends meet. The rent was due just last week.
It's driving you hysterical. You're hoping and praying
for some kind of miracle. You're walking around with your head down. Hold your head up, don't frown. Pins and needles, needles and pins. A happy man is a man that grins. So you lost your job, what made you feel dumb?
Don't be a fool, go get another one.
You got too much to live for. Pick yourself off the floor and open up the door and let the sun shine in.
Let the sun
call
shine
your best friend.
Crack a smile.
Be happy again, cause life is beautiful.
Life is beautiful.
This jam's for you.
This jam, this jam's for you.
This jam's for you.
This jam's for you.
This jam's for you.
This jam, this jam's for you.
This jam's for you.
This is jam, it is for you.
When you're feeling down and depressed, cause things didn't go your way, still do your best.
Come on,
stay on the go and reach that pot of gold
at the end of the rainbow. Then you'll see your success and you stay one step ahead of all of the rest. Have a positive attitude, and what the good Lord gives you, take it with gratitude.
As you wake up, there's a brighter day, and then you understand that everything's okay. Run outside and have fun, or either pick up the phone and call everyone. Don't get mad, get glad.
Heavyweight trash bags,
you never see them tear.
This jam's for you.
Listen the lyric from the Afro Posse. Hurricane and Tee, and yes, are all so easy. I'm gonna sit down on the rhythm like a race
car.
When we take off the mic, are we not ordinary? The record where we make it, that's a cool LP.
Come down, ting.
Yes, they are from Posse, live and direct. Here, special request to all people throughout the world.
Where the Yankee are, the RD, they're coming at the dance, we are one family.
To all of you, this jam's for you. You can get the Bozak too.
Hello, you're listening to Swire FM. This is DJ Vane.
Kane, and Death Wish, and this is the Running Amok Radio Show.
And we're broadcasting live from Mount Druitt somewhere. And if you'd like to make any requests, calls, or just plain flow, ring 832-1522, and I'm not American either.
Yeah, the last three songs we just played for you is Movie Scene by Fishnickens, It's the Noise, Beastie Boys, and this jam's for you, the Afros.
Yes. We'd like to sing out a big peace out to everyone out west.
And if you're doing anything tonight, go see Beastie Boys at Kinsella's.
Kinsella's
8
tonight.
To 12 o'clock.
Yep. And what coming up next? What do we got coming up next?
The 16th parallel is a line drawn by white people through Angola, and the racists say that blacks can't cross that line. The South Africans say that the SWAPO freedom fighters can't cross that line.
The motherland, home of the black man, taken away, enslaved, governed by a white man. Without rights, sole control, the Dutch and English fight. Inside killing, we broke, we couldn't read nor write. A breach of peace, won't take my freedom of speech. Preach upon a segregation, where the hell would it cease? Exploiting my brother through color.
Racist, bluff, I'm off an inner body bag.
Yeah, words to the mother.
One tuna, let me get rid of my fumes. Fires, build the earthquake, moves you. Black little children have to grow. And you know, with the parents, boys, not so. And yo, limits for my people behind bars. Here's the verdict. The government's a retard. Feed on the emergency, hold your fire. Violence is not yet a desire.
In a sort of it all, if I shake with a guana, then I wanna back me a contribution. Them a go up a fit, and them a kill a flat. But we have to get militant up, rather than strong.
So listen, lyrics, straight from the posse that we all made. Cause I say what they need is a living wage. Now, we have to fight for that. Been on the block, so record records shall come by. Let's try.
Enjoying a land of rightfully yo. How to stand when subjected to an unclean regime, which means your skin tone determines your work, health, and home.
Murdering children for throwing stones. The police terrorize our brothers' homes. Now rock me, set up my top and rig them, saying that's absurd. And in the third world, Mike J will be heard.
Well, it's me, Diva T, the MC Thriller and Chiller.
Chiller.
I got a black killer like Volta. What the hell voted? What's the motive for killing South African children?
The 16th parallel applies in Angola. It applies in Namibia and in South Africa. But the parallel also applies in Britain, when white racists say that black people, especially the youth, can only go so far and no further.
Nelson Mandela, a fellow black brother, I run in a jail in a South Africa. Fighting for freedom, but still not free. Just in 6 years, separated from his family.
To liberate, to educate, a lovely country for support, jail for even with a passport.
Mandela is free,
detainees and all.
The world at large is a game plan. Protection of their investment means they seem to be blind, man. Running their backs when they know the facts of this fool, my voter, who draws a scene of a picturesque racially improving national party. The cameras never show the size of the bodies that perish, pursuing the protest against a pale face who tries to display the black race.
Ebony, hear your name, I feel your pain. Chopper from the bosom and detaining chain. From school to a tomb, gonna sell when it's well. Tortured and killed in a living hell. The children die.
Imagine you to stop
the money that you spend on South African food.
You really buying Mr. Bolton's crown.
So that's money for guns.
Bolton's delight.
Lots of black blood
and a lot of black life.
If my brother see it, to make a sacrifice.
Blood's thicker than water, so I don't think twice.
Swire FM would like to thank BP Australia and the 30 BP retailers in the local area for their support by providing an outlet for the distribution of the Swire FM official program guide. Busways. call Busways on 625 8900 for timetable information on buses in the Mount Druitt, Blacktown and Riverston regions. Outdoor Network Australia handle any outdoor advertising nationally, including billboards, stadium and airports. Contact them on 358 4599. Buspack Advertising handle advertising on buses and trams all over Australia. They can be contacted on 916 6300.
Good morning and welcome to the Gospel Hour again. And we thank you for being with us. And we're still working on that question. Who do you say that Jesus is? What does he mean to you? Is he your Lord? Or is he a stranger? Is he someone you've never or hardly heard of? Or is he someone you've just heard of? But you need to ask that question of yourself. Who do you say that Jesus is?
The voice of God Almighty Warrior, declaring war is command. You are a chosen generation, a mighty force in the land. All of creation now is waiting to see the righteous take their stand.
Certainly good advice in that song, to put on your holy armor, for your holy armor is Jesus Christ. And there's an ever-present invitation for you to accept him as Lord and Savior. to change your ways and accept his loving ways, his kindness and his compassion. For John chapter 15 verse 13 says, greater love has no man than this, that he, Jesus, lay down his life for his friends. That's exactly what he did. God asked him to sacrifice his life so that you and I might have eternal life through Jesus Christ. He went to the cross knowing full well what he had to suffer on your behalf. He suffered the affliction of every sickness. He suffered the pressure of feeling deserted by God. He was whipped, he was mocked, he was scourged, he was deserted, he was nailed to the cross. His blood was shed for you. This is the greatest possible love ever. He's laid down his life for you. Are you prepared to accept that sacrifice? And Christians, how much do we lay down our lives for others? I feel very often we do not lay much of our life down at all. Most of you have heard of Mother Teresa and would know that she's given her life over to that, where she just spends hours upon hours ministering to the needs of the needy of Calcutta in India. It's a place there where people live on the streets. They're born on the streets. That's their home. It's the street. There's dust all over the place. And do you know they also die on the streets? Each day, a truck goes around Calcutta. Be something like a big tipper, I suppose. And they throw the bodies on. That's the people that she ministers to. She's given her life over to this through Christ. Because that's her motivation, is Jesus Christ. And I know this. I was told by a pastor over there by the name of Mark Buntaine that you can't be in her presence for more than a few minutes before she's talking about Jesus Christ. Her life is one, modern day one, of laid down sacrifice. But sometimes we don't do much, do we? We have limits. I know I do. I had a friend, and she was an older woman, and her and her husband went to Brisbane on holidays. And there the husband passed on because she was broken by this. And she rang down from Brisbane to her pastor. Now, I wonder what pastors would have done. Prayed for her over the phone. We'll see you when you come back. We'll be waiting for you at the airport. Both of those things would be good. But this pastor was somewhat different, perhaps. He couldn't afford to fly to Brisbane, so he and his wife got in their car and they drove up there. It would have taken him, I guess, at least 12 hours. He knew that the rest of his flock was safe. He knew that that woman had a need, and he was prepared to meet that need. It cost him money for petrol. It cost him time. It was wear and tear on the vehicle, but that didn't enter very much into his thinking. He went and laid down his life. He and his wife. So maybe we need to think how much we can lay down our lives for the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, who shed his blood for us so that we might have life eternal. I'll leave you with that question. Who do you say that Jesus is?
Lord, I want to be a Christian. In my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian.
That was a lovely black singer, Joyce Lamkin, as your soloist.
on one of Oral Roberts' albums, Lord, I Want to Be a Christian. Christ is as contemporary as the next breath you take. Friend, Christ is now. And her song, Lord, I Want to Be a Christian, is just so imminent. It's so pertinent to our day today.
This is the Gospel Hour continuing on SWR FM Radio 100.3. The question still is, who did you say that Jesus was? And here's a man, it's in Luke chapter 11, verse 25. He was a lawyer. And he tempted Jesus, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? The master could mean rabbi, could mean teacher. So one question we can ask ourselves, is Jesus our teacher? And Jesus gave him the answer. This is how you become an inheritor of eternal life, how you become a Christian, as Jesus gave the answer. What is written in the law, and how do you understand it, he said. And the man turned round and answered, and he said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus is impressed with this answer because he said, you've answered correctly. Do it, and you shall live. However, this man wanted to justify himself, and he said, well, who's my neighbor? And then Jesus related this story about a man who was going from Jerusalem to Jericho, and some robbers jumped him, and they tore off his clothing, robbed him of everything he had, and they wounded him, beat him, and they departed. They didn't care whether he was dead or not. They left him there. And as he laid there, there came by a priest, a minister, a pastor, whatever, in today's language. When he saw him, he just passed by on the other side. Certainly not on God's side, but on the devil's side, because he was uncaring, disinterested, too busy, probably. And likewise a Levite. Now, Levite, they're of the priestly tribe too. And when he came at that place, he looked at him. He didn't miss him, he saw him quite clearly. And he passed by on the other side as well. But then up come a stranger, and this man's described as being a Samaritan. And the Jews and the Samaritans just hated one another's guts. Didn't get on at all. But this man was different. In fact, he's a type of Jesus Christ. When he saw him, he had compassion. And he went to him. No doubt he rushed to him. He bound up his wounds and he poured in oil and wine. Cleaned them up, put ointment on them, basically. And then this man had a donkey, so he put him on his own donkey. He took him to an inn, and he took care of him. But he had to go on, so he took out some money and gave it to the innkeeper, and he said, look, you look after him. And he said, you know, I come through here regularly, so if there's any more owing, he said, when I come again, I'll pay you back. Now, which one of these was the neighbour to him that fell among thieves. And the lawyer answered, well, he said, the one that showed mercy. And Jesus issued this commandment to go and do likewise. There was a boat called the Empress of Ireland that was sinking, and it did go down. There was a lot of Salvation Army officers on that boat. And when they found their bodies, there was 109 of them that didn't have their life belts. You see, there was a shortage of life belts on that ship. And the survivors said that the Salvation Army men went and put their belts on them, even on the strongest men. And they said this, "We can die better than you." And what they meant by that was that they knew they were going to heaven, and they were prepared to say, this is what Christians are like. So they perished that those other people could have life. And in many of those saved lives there, it would have given them the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. Savior from an eternal death. Now tell me, who do you say Jesus Christ is to you?
They were meaningful words, the ones I read in the small churchyard at Old New England, where the composer of this great hymn of faith was laid to rest. Inside the church, his pulpit, outside on his stone, this inscription: John Newton, clerk, once an infidel and libertine, a servant of slaves in Africa, was by the rich mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ preserved, restored, pardoned, and appointed to preach the faith he had long labored to destroy. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
His grace.
That was George Beverly Shea bringing you Amazing Grace. Your needle is sitting comfortably on the dial of Stereo 100.3. And it's Pastors Kenny and Sylvia again and bringing you the Gospel Hour. We wish to thank our sponsors, the Catacombs Bookshop, which is open from 10 to 5 for all your Christian needs, situated at the Green Shed, Beams Avenue, Mount Druitt. Carry a good range of Bibles, gifts and Christmas cards and 1993 calendars, the best selection of Christian t-shirts in the West, books, cassette tapes, CDs, children's t-shirts and you name it. Phone number 625-2458. Phone Karen Ross. Also, a Christian builder for all your renovations and extensions, specializing also in pergolas and outdoor barbecue furniture, etc. You may contact Ken Ross on 8322809 or 018-417-710. Also contactable at the Green Shed, Beams Avenue, Mount Druitt. A story comes to mind of a young woman, and it is told that she was given a book which she tried hard to read. Now, she really tried hard to read it, but she found it dull and uninteresting. And she soon put it aside after reading just a few chapters, and it gathered dust. Now, a few months later, this young woman went on a cruise, and she met and fell in love with a young man. And one day she said to this young man, "You know, I have a book in my library written by a man with a name just like yours." "What's the name of the book?" he inquired. And when she told him, he said, "Ah, that's not so strange. I wrote that book." Fortunately, he didn't ask her what she thought of the book. And when she returned home, she immediately located the book, dusted it off and read it from cover to cover. And this time she found it to be the most fascinating book she had ever read. What had made the difference? This young woman had met and fallen in love with the author. That made all the difference. Friends, when we meet Christ and fall in love with him, fall in love with the Bible, then the Bible takes on an entirely new meaning for us, for he is the author. And we fall in love with the author. And he says, every word of God proves true. That's Proverbs 30, verse 5. And if we find it difficult to understand, then the author himself explains the book to us. And that makes all the difference, as the Spirit of Christ gives us light concerning its contents, we will begin to fall even more and more in love with him. I remember years ago, I've always known the Lord and I've always loved the Lord, but I didn't, this sounds paradoxical, but I didn't know his word. I didn't know what the Bible really meant. And when I was given my first Bible, I looked at it and I said, "Some gift this, what do you do with this?" I couldn't say that today. Because when I need rest and peace, or if I'm worried, I turn to the Bible. If I'm discouraged, or in sickness, or in danger, if I need courage and assurance, I turn to the Word of God and I receive strength. Friends, when you're lonely or fearful, when you need peace of mind,